Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, you heard the voice, guy. Caller number 10 right now to the contest line, Ted Johnson. I think you need to go to the tree and see if you can find a gift for our winner, 617-931-0937. Again, that's caller number 10 right now. You need the play call that Wiggy gave you this morning on the Greg Hill Show. Ted Johnson has the package. You can hear it. That's not sound effects.
Oh, I love that sound.
That's wrapping. That's quality wrapping paper, too, right there. He's struggling. He can't even get it open. Ah, he's getting angry.
Ooh, what do we got?
Whose autograph is it? Is that
the
MVP candidate?
Correct, yes.
The quarterback that will take the field tonight against the New York Football Giants.
Interesting signature.
A Drake May signature. The future Patriots Hall of Famer, maybe the future Pro Football Hall of Famer. So call now, 617-931-0937, and you could win our first QB Under the Tree football autographed by Drake May. While we talk to Brian Hoyer, we'll get those phone calls. And after the Brian Hoyer interview, we will give out the play call for tomorrow morning, 7:30, when you can win another autographed quarterback football on the Greg Hill Show. They are lighting up. Call the contest line. And we're going to go to the guest line where our buddy Brian Hoyer, former Patriots quarterback, joins us. Mr. Hoyer, how we doing?
Great. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving, and I appreciate the Christmas music. December 1st, and it's all good for me to hear any type of Christmas music, so I appreciate that.
Okay,
we hope you had a good holiday as well, Brian.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Do you have a clear autograph? What's your autograph looks like? Is it very easy to see Brian Hoyer in there, or is it a scribble?
You'll see the BH, and you know, just depending on what people ask me to sign, I choose what number from the Patriots that I was. Is it 8? Is it 2? Is it 5?
That's awesome.
It's more legible than others. Let's just put it that way.
Awesome. The autograph with every team name, so it like circumnavigates the entire football.
That would be hilarious. I just start putting every number that I ever was.
You know what? Usually, I don't know about Brian, but you start out in your career with one way of doing your signature, and by the end, it's half of what it ever was.
Right.
You just get tired of writing. I used to write every letter out. Now it's just a scribble.
I think as a young player, you know, you dream of doing it, and you're like, man, I remember when, you know, so-and-so signed my thing as a kid, and then, you know, you get to like year 15, and it's like, all right, B, H, there you go.
All right, Brian, we got a big football game at Gillette Stadium tonight. Opportunity for the Patriots to really kind of assert themselves as maybe one of the best teams or the best team in football. And it feels like it might be a weather game. And that's where I want to start with you as a quarterback. We have reports it's going to be in the 20s, low 20s, maybe a little bit of wind. Two young quarterbacks, Jackson Dart and Drake May on the field. Do you think that cold weather is a factor in this game, and what are some of the things the quarterbacks or even the offenses will do to deal with it?
Yeah, we're not in wetsuit territory yet, but I do think, look, Drake's got a little bit of an advantage. He was in it here last year. You know, Jackson's just coming up from Mississippi, so who knows? But I think the one thing, you know, people kind of don't always understand is it stays pretty warm on those sidelines between the heated benches, the space heaters, the muffs with the, you know, we would have a full system down. How to keep that muff would be a toasty 102 degrees in there for your hands. So you pull them out only when you need them. I don't think it's going to affect either one of these guys, to be honest with you. The wind is always, you know, going to affect the kicking game before it affects the passing game, and both of these guys have strong arms, so I don't think it really have much of a factor, unless you're getting to the game like we had in Buffalo, Mac Jones rookie year, where you're getting 50 mile an hour gusts. You have to be really conscious of it. You know, I was just out at Zavarian practice right now. Seems pretty good. I know the temperature is going to drop a little bit, but I don't think it'll affect his night, but I think it is an advantage when you embrace it and you're out there and you can take advantage of it.
Brian, you and I connected last night, and you said something to me that I had kind of concerns as well. And you just said there's some factors or there's some things in this game that have you worried. What are those things, Brian, that have you worried about tonight's game against the Giants?
Well, number one, you have a team in the Giants who really have nothing to lose. And Mike Kafka is interim head coach, and they just replaced their defensive coordinator. And these guys on prime time, everybody's watching. They want to make a name for themselves. So what kind of plays can they dial up? And I heard Vrabel, you know, talk about the defense with the new coordinator. Like, what can they really do? He's like, maybe they could blitz a little bit more. Well, the guy was a former linebacker coach. So what do you think? Who do you think he wants to shine in his debut? The linebacker. So maybe they blitz a little bit more. And the reality is the Giants have a talented team. I mean, the front four is, you know, they call it like the NASCAR package. It's Burns, it's Thibodeau, it's Abdul Carter, it's Sexy Dexy. Like, on top of that, you're not really sure what you're going to get because this guy doesn't have any tendencies in calling plays. So I think it's just one of those games the Patriots should win, but you just got to keep your head on a swivel. We saw what they did last week, you know, the reverse pass with Gunnar Olszewski throwing it to Jameis. I mean, is there a package tonight where Jameis and Jackson Dart are on the field at the same time? I don't know, because this is one of those games you don't really know what you're going to get until you get out there. And so hopefully the Patriots are just on high alert the entire night.
So when it comes to the Patriots and their offensive line uncertainties, Brian, now that you have Garrett Bradbury listed as questionable, in addition to Will Campbell and Jared Wilson being out, how do you see the Patriots trying to mitigate the pass rush of the Giants offensively? Are they going to run right at them? Or I was sort of speculating that I could see Josh opening up wide and trying to hit a lot of quick passes and bleed out the Giants and then set up the run later in the game when it gets colder.
Yeah, I think it could be a mix of those two things. I mean, the one area you would say that the Giants have struggled is the running game, right? These guys are pass rushers. They want to rush the passer. Well, in order to do that, you have to earn that right by actually stopping the run. So it could be a heavy dose of Travion Henderson and Mondre. But also, in the same sense, I wouldn't be shocked if early on, at least in the passing game, it is those quick hitters. I mean, you think back to when Tom Brady played against the Legion of Boom in that Super Bowl, and you hear him talk about it later, like, this ball's coming out tonight. And I think with that left side now potential, you know, having to fill in for Bradbury and really reshuffle that offensive line, that's going to be one of Josh McDaniel's main concerns tonight, is making sure that he calls those pass plays, especially when those guys that we just mentioned are in the game. Hey, Drake, we can't hold on to the football tonight. And honestly, the best thing they can do is establish the running game early and let these guys know, like, it's not going to be a night where you just get to tee off and pass rush the entire night.
Former Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer here on WEEI Afternoons. Brian, we played the audio a little earlier. I'm sure you've heard it. Brian Burns had a comment where he said, Drake May is too poised. He keeps his eyes downfield and tries to make the right play every play. And it seemed like Drake was a little confused by the criticism. Is he just saying he holds on to the ball too long? Like, what did you make of those Brian Burns comments?
Yeah, it was a weird way to say, like, a nice thing about someone, but something that he wants to try to take advantage of. Yeah. And also, I wonder, is it like reverse psychology? Like, oh, I want Drake to try to, like, scramble so I can go get him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Look, I think there has been times where Drake has taken some sacks that, and even he's admitted that, you know, some of those are on him. So it was an interesting way to say the guy's playing good football and sometimes he holds on the football and I hope that I can sack him next week. I think that's the way I took it.
That's the way I took it as well, Brian. And I want to talk about the other team that is currently, I believe, in the number one seat right now, the Denver Broncos. Just what do you think about that team? They've won 9 in a row. You look at Bo Nix and, you know, it's like his numbers don't, you know, he's 2-1 TD to interception ratio at 19-9. He's only been sacked 13 times, but it seems like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He just makes plays late, but then, you know, kind of for most of the game, doesn't do a whole lot. Just how do you, what do you think about that team, and what do you think about Bo Nix in particular?
Yeah, I mean, that team, the defense is elite, right? I mean, that's the one thing you would say. They get after the passer, they can stop the run. They have a premier corner on one side. They're aggressive, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. But on the flip side, you ask about Bo Nix, and it's like, what quarterback is going to show up in any given drive? I mean, you watched last night, the two-minute drive before the half, and you're like, this guy is really good. He makes it a tremendous touchdown pass. And then you get to the later part of the game, and he just throws it right to Bobby Wagner. So it's like, he's been inconsistent, and they've been able to win the games because you're right. When it's come down to some of the gotta have it situations, he stepped up. So you just don't know what you're going to get. I mean, he's got a little bit of playoff experience, but I'd be more concerned about their defense if the Patriots were to face them at some point in this postseason, because they don't really have any weaknesses on defense.
We don't have to worry about any new pronunciations of your last name, like Mariota, do we, Brian?
No, Hoyer is very straightforward.
It's not going to be Brian Hoyer is with us. Yeah. Anybody else from
being up here in New England, sometimes they say Hoya.
Dude, Brian Hoyer is on here with us. Awesome. This guy.
There you go. I love it. That's it.
Hoya the Destroyer. He's my favorite kid. So, Brian, I did want to ask, though, like, of all the other teams that either impressed or regressed from last Thursday up until last night, and last night, if anyone slept through it or just went to bed like normal humans, it was an awesome football game. Thrilling right down to the last. That was awesome. Anyone else impress or regress in your eyes as far as contenders, pretenders, et cetera, from the long haul?
Yeah, not much in the AFC, but in the NFC, I would say Chicago got a signature win, right, going into Philly and winning that game. And Dennis Allen's done a tremendous job with that defense, creating a lot of turnovers. And I would say if in 5 weeks we sat here and the Cowboys are in the playoffs, that's a team I would be concerned about. Dak Prescott is playing really well. Pickens and CD Lamb and Ferguson and Javonte Williams, Schottenheimer's got them playing really well. And look, I don't know about you, but I personally kind of looked at the trades they made at the trade deadline for Quinnen Williams, Logan Wilson. Like, is it too little too late? And they've come on. The defense is playing better. And that's a team that it wouldn't shock me to, you know, go on a run because of the quarterback and because of the experience they've gained on the defensive side of the ball, the playmaking of Quinnen Williams. And so that was a team that really, you know, beating the Chiefs, as we all know, with Mahomes magic, they were able to pull that one out. I was impressed.
Brian, not to put you on the spot, and I know this is not a Patriots question, but I know you care about football from high school straight up through the NFL. You played at Michigan State and that whole thing. So I was just wondering your sort of reaction to whatever the hell went down with Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss, going to LSU. Yeah. They're in the college football playoff, the soap opera. And is this system broken, and how the hell would you fix it?
Man, I have a lot of thoughts on that. And we probably would be here until kickoff. But it's interesting, right? I think, you know, we don't see this happen in the NFL. You can't just go poach someone else's coach in the NFL. And I think at the collegiate level, there's got to be some when it comes to the coaches and also when it comes to the players. like, you can't just opt out and go take more money somewhere else without there being some type of repercussions. And I get it, there's buyouts and things like that, but there's clearly tampering that's going on. I don't know if there's a rule for that, whatever it might be, but I think even in the NFL, I think they would be settled a lot easier if no teams could do anything until after the Super Bowl, right? And I get it would be a mad dash, but, you know, when you're interviewing people and your team's going to the Super Bowl and those coaches are having to do interviews and you got to wait till they're available to hire them, it just, to me, like, as players, we don't get to, like, sign early in the free agency. We have to wait until that day. And so you can, you know, do whatever you want, but there's a deadline or I guess an opening day of a free agency. And I think when it gets to the collegiate level, it should be similar to how NFL head coaches are looked at. You can't just go poach someone's coach and be tampering. And also when it comes to the players, you get to the NIL, like, they got to do something about the transfer portal, because I think honestly NIL isn't going anywhere. But if you could limit the transfer portal, we wouldn't have kids, you know, opting out of the last games of their season because they're going to go transfer somewhere else. So I don't know how to fix it. Those are some of my ideas of, you know, what needs to be changed, but I don't know how you change them.
All right, man. Appreciate the opinions. Appreciate you bumping up a day with the,
Thank you, Brian.
Monday night
appreciate
game. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you next week.
See you, bud.
All right, sounds good, guys.
See you, Brian.
See you, dude. See you, Hoyer.
It's former Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer. I knew he would have passion about it.
It's to me, it's just it's a massive story, and we all played college football, so guys are going to have opinions on it, man.
And I don't know that it resonates quite enough here just because we're not in the midst of the SEC kind of country and passionate and fan bases and all that. But, it's a big deal. Anyway, the QB Under the Tree contest, we have a winner. Kenny S. from Derry, New Hampshire. Kenny S. from Derry, New Hampshire got himself a Drake May autographed football by knowing the play call of the day. That was Blue 32, by the way, if you weren't listening to Greg Hill this morning. You should have been at 7:30, and now it's 4:30. Ted Johnson is going to give out the play call, which you'll need tomorrow morning to win another QB Under the Tree football.
All right. The call is for tomorrow. Drum roll. Here we go. Fire. Right. Jet.
Ooh. That sounds like a blitz or something, way Ted calls it.
Fire.
Is that
right,
a blitz?
Right, jet.
Feels like a blitz. Fire, right, jet.
Jet, yeah.
Feels like some sort of blitz action. We're going after
fire,
the quarterback.
Fire. We like to use in our defensive calls. Yeah. Jet, you know, from the outside. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. We're bringing the house.
Bringing the house. Hopefully we get there, because if not, our secondary is going to get torched.
Fire, right, jet for tomorrow.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we need to get back to a couple of the comments from Brian Hoyer. I was interested in his thoughts on the weather, but also the way in which you deal with your offensive line. He's been there. He's done that. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.